Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. We are capable of so many things in Him. The Lord gave us His Word, and He made us in His image. We are capable of so much. When you think about it, man is mighty in his own way. We learn a language in 1 year. And in that year, we can learn more than one language. Children learn language by watching their parents and the people around them. We're made in God's image. We learn to walk within a year. And we get better at it as time goes forward. And then we have capabilities that God has given, understandings. We have great resources. You know, I heard just yesterday that the brain has more synapses than there are stars in the heavens. God gave us, He was fearfully and wonderfully made, just like David said. We can come up with so much. We can look at something and be observant and learn and grow all the time. Being made in His image, we can do more than we really do. And we have to go back to what God said. First thing God said to man was be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. The Lord didn't talk to Adam like he was stupid. Hear me good, because what he said to Adam, he's saying to you. He talked to Adam as if he was very capable. And so does the rest of the Word of God. He let Adam know that he had to choose life. He put two trees in the middle of the garden, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That second tree represents everything we got to reject. False life, false intentions, false logic, false teaching, false desires. Everything that we got to reject. In life, you got to choose what life. You can't learn it unless you receive it. We talked about that in the Sunday school yesterday, and also I did a radio broadcast about that. You can't learn God's ways without receiving His Word. If you receive it, you'll develop faith. You'll believe it, and then you can act on it. And as you act on it and operate in it, that's how you learn it. People who, James warned people about being forgetful hearers. You hear the word, forget about it. You have to receive it. The word don't hijack your life. God presents it to you, and you have to choose it. You have to make it yours. You're already created in His image. And you're designed to do exactly what God does. But it has to be according to your will. We're not robots. We're not clones. We are His children. And He loves each and every one of us. We are very valuable to God. We are so valuable that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. In fact, He became a man just to die for us and restore us back to faith. See, when you have faith in God's Word, everything He put in you, all the resources He put in you, can work to bless your whole life. And I look around, and the things that I learned while I'm in the presence of the Lord and while I study His Word, the capabilities and the abilities that increase in me, and the things God make me aware of, I can use it in my life. They are wonderful. And I have revelation of what can be if people would receive His Word. Anybody can do this. Those that work miracles, all they did was love God. And they received His Word and they acted on it. That's what they did. And God was there to back them up. And they had great capabilities. David had 600 men that could, they could throw a rock with a sling and at a hair breadth, at something the width of a hair, and not miss. Then he had mighty men who, he also had mighty men. One of them threw a spear and it pierced 300 men. It's time now for people to go forward and explore the things that God has given us, the things that we have in Him. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In that statement, Paul showed us the easy way to do this. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How does Christ strengthen you? He speaks words. We hear words that He speaks. He spoke words. We read the words that He spoke. We receive it in our heart. We believe it. We act on it. And it works every time. So we can go forward in Him and not fail. We can live and not die. We can explore and find. Whatever we need, God has it. Whatever we have to have, God can give it to us. We are His people, His heritage. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We don't have to be seduced by this lousy world system. Now, when I say the world, I'm not talking about the earth. I'm talking about the system of operations through wicked men on the earth. See, Satan takes advantage of people that won't get saved, don't get saved. Or he even takes advantage of Christian people who don't take time to learn God's word. And he'll exploit anybody's weakness at any given time that he possibly can. If he senses that a person is weak somewhere or hurt or fearful, he can use those worldly ways to hinder. When people didn't know God, he taught them false measures of God's word. And once people learn something and they think they're right, it's hard for them. What they know interferes with the truth that they could be operating in. As a child, I wondered, why are things the way they are? So I asked questions. I asked everybody questions. I wanted to know, how did it get this way? How come black and white people don't get along like they should? I had a lot of questions, and people couldn't answer them to my satisfaction. But my mother and my father taught me how to love people. They taught me love. I saw them. I was interested in doing things the right way. And my mother said, never hate a person. If somebody don't do you right, don't hate them. That's not God's way. And man, I'm glad she taught me that. I had so many opportunities to hate people. But I knew it wasn't right, and I agreed with them. I received that word, then I believed that word. And in the harshest times of my life, I acted on it, and I wasn't even saved yet. Now, children, their hearts are lit. But when I reached the age of accountability, I remember the Lord. It just came to me, you're on your own now. I heard him say that in my heart. Because I started understanding sin and I didn't get saved. And I knew that I didn't get saved. And he told me, you're on your own now. That happened to another guy and others that were honest with me. But now, I know. I asked the Lord to save me when I was almost 20 years old. I was 19. I had one more month, I'd have been 20. And the Lord saved me, and I thank God for it. And I love God. I didn't want to backslide. And He helped me go forward. And I thank him for all that he helped me do. And I learned from him. I learned things as time went on. God loves us, folks. And he wants us to know him. He wants us to go forward, be truthful, and operate just like him. It's our heritage. We're made in his image. We're not made in the image of Satan. Satan tries to interfere with our lives, hijack our lives, help cause us not to know who God is. But as we go forward in the Lord, we cannot be stopped. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're in a position of exploration. We're pilgrims. We learn, we grow, we go forward. And as we continue on to know the Lord, we learn and we grow. We find ourselves doing things that we never thought possible for a man to do. Miracles can happen as we go forward doing the things of God. And now, I desire to see what else I can accomplish before the return of the Lord. And my continual prayers, Lord, help me say what people really need. People that are using this website and the radio broadcast and everything I do, help me say your word to help them. Help me speak your life so that you can do great things. See, God starts by speaking words to man. We respond by receiving it, believing it, and acting on it. That's how we give God something to work with. We yield our life to his. We yield our lives to his life. We do what he say do. And then he has something to work with, and he can get people. So I don't want anybody that could follow God and go to heaven to be trapped in the misery of hell, in the horror of hell. If it's possible for them to be saved and grow and enjoy the life of God and be surprised with the wonders of heaven, I want that for people. And people, you know, they don't always get on board as fast as I would love for them to. And sometimes it seems as if people don't have, they're reluctant. People can seem so reluctant. And people don't like, they don't talk to you long when you love God. It's weird how things work. But there are people out there that cherish God. And those are the people I'm after. I try to share the Lord with everybody I know. But when you talk about the perfection of heaven and the love of God, people start having things to do. Oh, I got to go here. I got to do this. And then they go start another conversation with somebody else. As if they, you know, don't want to know the things of God. The love of the world will harden your heart against them. That's very important to understand. People that tolerate the world somewhere in their life. You know, we can tolerate other people who love the world. We love the person, we hate the sin. But when people tolerate sin in their life, that sin is going to cause them to act just like that and not desire the things of God. They in trouble. They don't know it, but they in trouble. And they're going to stay in trouble unless they come out of that sin. And some people are not willing to turn it loose. And guess what? The sin's not willing to turn you loose either. Or, you know, that person. It's not what Satan ain't willing to let you go. He wants you. See, he can't slap God upside the head, but he can slap you upside the head too, because he knows that God loves you. He's trying to mess with God's children. And people have to. The only way out of this problem is to believe on what Jesus did for us and follow him. Now, if we follow him, if we believe on Jesus, we can miss the misery of hell. And if we follow him and do what he say do, we can help others come out as well. And we can't talk people out of going to hell. We can't talk them out of ourselves, our own wit. But we can minister God's word to them, share our testimony, live the life before them. That will work. If they receive the word of God. Some people will, some people will not. But if there's a chance that somebody can, I want them to go to heaven. And I ask the Lord to help me go through my daily routine in him to attract the people that would go to heaven or that might get saved. We have so many capabilities that we haven't always explored. And sometimes I talk about what I learned about authority. I listened to the tape by Kenneth Hagin, Authority of the Believer, and I received that word. And then when the gunfight started to happen right after that, I had the word in my heart. And I received it. I believed it. And then I spoke it. And people didn't die. They didn't get shot. Because I had a revelation of authority. Any part of God's word that you have revelation of, you can operate in. And you can do whatever Jesus did. And greater works than he did can you do. Because you believe him. And the reason you believe him is because you received his word. That's not the only wonderful thing that happened as I received God's word. The other thing that happened, I learned how to manage my emotions, control my emotions, and not be a slave to my emotions. That was a big jump. I found myself laughing at the tragedies that I cried about. Those things couldn't knock me out of faith anymore. I was able to conquer things that shouldn't have been by my faith in God's word. I was able to live and do things that I normally couldn't do. And I love the Lord my God and King. God is good, folks. His return is soon and sudden. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.